Glad you're along for the ride. Hopefully we'll have a good one here for you next couple of hours or so. High kickoff, short, taken at the 25. 25 to the 30. 35, 40, look out. And out to the 41-yard line is the return man, Hunter Benugli. And he did a good job on that return. Texans have excellent field position at their own 41.
Yeah, it's Hunter Benugli, in case his parents are listening out
Benugli.
There.
Benugli.
It's a tough one to say, but it is Hunter Benugli. He's a good kid and a great return right there. As he really ran more north and south than we've seen here recently and end up putting his nose down and getting all the way out to almost the 41-yard line.
Yeah, nice job.
Right at the 41, actually.
Familiar spread offense for the Texans. JoJo Weeks will take it and flip it out right side.
Good block.
Caught to the 45-50. First down to the 45 and spun out of bounds on that far sideline is Cade Stover. First down Texans.
Man, what a great block right there. I said it in the middle of when you were talking, but Wyatt Mann comes in and Stover in the slot. Wyatt Mann on the outside. Wyatt kind of comes down, cracks down, and allows Cade to circle around him and end up getting about a 15-yard gain right there. And it's a big play right there, explosive on first down for the Texans.
Moss Carruthers in the backfield for Wimberley. And early on here, Jared, they're going under center with JoJo Weeks, kind of a power formation with two tight ends. Looking left, throwing left, caught. Gavin Martinez, look out. 35, he fumbled. The ball's in the air, but I think Wimberley came up with it at the Lampass's 30-yard line. Two plays and two first downs for Wimberley.
Yeah, that one. That's one of those that pops right up to you, and you kind of get a gift, I guess, in some sense. But we definitely need to hold on to the football right there. That's still a big gain for the Texans.
Looked like Gino Albini was the man on the spot for the Texans. He caught it in midair. He looked like a wide receiver, that offensive lineman out there for the Texans.
Like they don't have enough of those already.
That's
they got
right.
Four studs already.
So another first and 10 from the Lampass's 30, and another pass. Right side to Stover, 25-20, fights his way to the 17-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds. Three plays, three first downs. This looks like a long night for the Lampass's Badger defense, Jared.
Yeah, averaging about, 14 yards of completion right here so far, the Texans offense, and really nothing but just extended runs, to be honest with you. All three stops, two to the top side and one to the bottom side to Gavin Martinez a minute ago, and just a... just really having their way at this moment. We kind of suspected in some senses that the Wimberley offense would get going early. They definitely have followed that.
At the Lampass's 17-yard line, Weeks takes the snap. Back to throw again. Looking left. Now he's going to be sacked, but he throws it away and incomplete. He threw it out left, and I'm kind of surprised they didn't throw a flag there, although Kowalski kind of got in the area of the football to at least make it look like he was throwing it at somebody. Actually, that was Matt Mitchell over in the left flat. At any rate, incomplete, second down and 10.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing as you. That one was about a two-yard pass forward in the pocket, and Matt Mitchell was about 10 to 12 yards down the field. I know the only possibility here is if the defender actually got a hand on it as he was taking him down, obviously, and that's going to negate any sort of a intentional grounding call. That may be what the we'll call him the white hat today,
right?
The head judge may be kind of discussing. They're going to talk it over with the linesman a little bit and decide, and he's going to throw the flag.
Yeah, now he's going to throw the flag after the play for grounding. I mean, clearly JoJo was trying to throw the ball away and avoid the sack because
yeah.
They had him in the grasp. I was kind of worried at first they might call it a lateral there. Jared, it was kind of close, it looked like to me, but at any rate, they're going to step off the penalty here.
Yeah, I actually did. It looked, if it wasn't backwards, it was about a yard or two forward, and he was looking for Mitchell kind of here in the near side flats, and it just didn't have time to go all the way through. So it's going to end up with the Texans, obviously, a second and long, second and 20 right here.
And they backed it up to the 28-yard line, which I don't really understand. The line of scrimmage was the 17. It ought to be at the 27-yard line. As it is, it's going to be second down and 21 now for the Texans offense. Weeks takes the snap, rolls left, looking, and throwing a rifle's a shot to Gavin Martinez, but too high and too hot, incomplete.
Yeah, that's a ball that he put a lot of zip on right there. Gavin goes up, tries to get it, but fingertips just couldn't bring it down right there. So a a big third down here. And I told you before the game, as I was sitting up here watching the Wimberley kicker, Coles, and he was nailing them. I mean, he was hitting the field goal. So, you know, it is high school football, and you never want to kick a 30, 35-yard field goal. But
right.
I got to tell you, from this spot, I saw him make at least four.
Yeah, it'd be about a 45-yarder from here, so we'll see if the Texans can get some yardage, though. Weeks now throws it out left side to Stovers. Got some blocking to the 25, maneuvers to the 20, plants his foot and cuts right, and down near the 15-yard line is Stover. He's still about 8 yards short of the first down now. So we'll see if Doug Warren wants to, in fact, bring on his field goal kicker to give this a try. It'd be about a 32-yarder. Looks like they're going to go for it here, though, as Weeks looks to the sideline.
Yeah, I see the kicker standing back here. So he's not going anytime soon. He's kind of standing there next to the coach and kind of giving him a bump, saying, hey, man, give me an opportunity. But they're going to fourth and eight.
Fourth and eight from the 15-yard line. Back to throw. Weeks looking right, throwing right. End zone, caught. Touchdown. Is that Stover?
That's Cade Stover.
Stover. And that was another rifle shot of a throw by JoJo Weeks. 15-yard touchdown. Wimberley on the board first.
Good route there, right there by Cade Stover. He playing the slot again. We talked earlier in the year kind of about him being kind of a Julian Edelman style inside slot receiver. And what he does right there, he comes in, takes two hard steps on the inside, immediately cuts out. And as soon as he cuts, just exactly what you said, JoJo throws a bullet across the field to him, and it's a touchdown for the Wimberley Texans. They're on the board. Field goal is up, or extra point is up and good. They're going to lead 7-0 with 9:43 left in the first quarter.
7-0 Wimberley. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Nick Coles will kick things off for Wimberley, and he kicks it out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, and so that'll be a penalty against the Texans, and we'll get our first look at the Lampasas offense. Cameron Everts has been the quarterback for the Badgers this year. His number one running back is a young guy by the name of Sean Williams. He's averaging a cool 8.2 yards a carry on 50 carries. He's got over 400 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. So we'll have to keep an eye on him at number 11. And actually, they're going to start with Ace Whitehead as the quarterback here tonight.
That's some pretty good stats for a running back right there.
Whitehead, diminutive to say the least. They don't list their weights. Left-handed thrower flips it out left side, and it's caught and complete for the first down. And that's going to be Giovanni Benu on the catch. And quickly to the line of scrimmage, he got it all the way out to the 42-yard line. So pretty good first play, gain of 12 for the Badgers.
Similar play to Wimberley, just a really extended run, quick hit pass right there to the slot receiver, taken down by Kowalski on the outside.
Whitehead gives this to Williams quickly up the middle, and he's able to step off about 7 yards to the 48-yard line. Give him 6. It'll be second down and 4, and I can see already that Williams is fast as he can be. He is also a really small running back for Lampasas, but he's got a lot of go-go. Here's the throw out left side. Caught. But only a gain of 1. Might just have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, actually, and that's Brandon Perino. He's their number one receiver. Brandon with 22 catches, over 200 yards receiving this year, and 6 touchdowns. So we'll be saying his name a lot tonight.
Man, he was cleaned out by Matt Mitchell right there, too, on the outside.
Yeah, he was. Third down and 4. Lamb passes at their own 48-yard line, trailing Wimberley early, 7-0. Whitehead now will take it himself right up the middle. He's got the first down. He's able to spin forward and get it to the Wimberley 45-yard line. 8:25 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley leading it 7-0. Lamb passes on the move here, though. Badgers moving the chains with a couple of first downs here.
Kind of shows why they scored 67 points last week,
so.
I guess.
Whitehead will turn and give it to his running back. That's our first look at Dante Cuffey. And he is able to step forward for about, give him 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. So they're trying to run some up-tempo stuff now against the Texans defense, keep them off balance. And now after going to the line of scrimmage, he looks over to the sidelines and gets the call. He'll have Williams to his right. Whitehead will give it to Williams. Not a lot of running room, though. In fact, he's stuffed. Stuffed back to the original line of scrimmage. Loss of 3. It'll be 3rd down and 10 now. Boy, nice penetration by that Wimberley defensive front.
Yeah, a guy just came right up the middle and immediately stopped the running back in the backfield. And it's a, man, those are key plays whenever they get on your side of the field. They're got a little bit of momentum. They're moving a little bit, and all of a sudden you just stuff them, and it's 3rd and 10 right here. That's a big, big, big bonus for that defense.
Whitehead now, also a spread offense. He's got wide receivers all over the place. Flips it over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of Seth Cockrell, and now Lampasas will be forced to punt.
And that's exactly what I was talking about. You go, you know, even if they gain 3 or 4 yards on that previous run play, instead of losing a little bit, all of a sudden it's 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, and you could open up the playbook a little bit. 3rd and 10, you've got to kind of force to pass the ball, and Wimberley, good defense, good defensive stop right here, going to turn the ball over or get the ball back on downs. I said turn the ball over. I hope we don't fumble right here.
That's right. Back, Gavin Martinez is deep to get the punt for the Texans. It is a very short punt. Gavin gets it on the 15 on a bounce. Quickly to the 20 and out to the 22-yard line is Gavin Martinez. Ace Whitehead, also the punter. So he punts, he kicks, he plays quarterback. I don't know if he drove the bus over here or not, but maybe.
You never know.
Texans will take over at their own 20-yard line, again leading it 7-0 with 6:49 left to play in the first quarter.
But I'm getting some listeners out there.
All right.
Of course, Brian Young, Pat Lowry are headed over to Aggie Land. That's tough for me to say.
Right.
I got to be honest with you, but they're listening over in the Bastrop area, driving
College
in the
station.
Oh, it's tough for me to say.
Believe that's Kipperus with the carry. Yeah, he got a yard. He fell forward. Not a lot of running room. It'll be 2nd down and 9. I got a lot of family who have been A&M folks. Of course, I went to UT 100 years ago, so we have some fun. Thanksgivings aren't as much fun as they used to be, though. Those two teams need to play each other.
Yeah, as soon as the rivalry went down, all of the noise talking and everything kind of went down. Of course, Brian Young is about as diehard A&M fan as you can get, so Pat, give him a little bit of mess while you're on the way down there.
That's right. Back to throw is JoJo Weeks. Looking left, throwing left. Got a man! It's Gavin Martinez, and they won't catch him. He's going to jog his way into the end zone. No flags. 79 yards. Touchdown, Wimberley.
That's a... They actually had JoJo bottled up a little bit. That right or left side of the line for him, right side of the defensive line, collapsed a little bit. Almost thought it was going to be a screen pass for a minute, the way they kind of let that defensive end up. And JoJo bubbles around him and once again shows the cannon that he's got and fires it to Gavin on about a 40-yard rope. And from that point, Gavin's his legs are letting him do the work.
Coles now will come on and try to tack on the extra point. Man the holder. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 5:58 remaining in the first quarter. Wimberley 14, Lampasas nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant.
Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Nick Cole's going to kick things off. To say that it's been a good start for Wimberley would be a little bit of an understatement. The Texans leading it by a score of 14-0, 5:58 remaining in the first quarter. Here's the kickoff. Taken at the 18-yard line, that's Whitehead to the 20, 25, and out to the 29-yard line. Actually, that's the return man, Dylan Cannon, on the return. A nice return out to the 29, and that's where the Badgers will take over, trailing it 14-0. Hey, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, don't forget you can give our office a call at 512-965-9969. That's 512-965-9969. Whitehead brings his offense out now. Williams behind him at running back. Badgers looking up at a 14-point deficit here midway through the first quarter. Back to throw is Whitehead. Flips it out left side, and it's incomplete. Trying to hit his receiver, Hunter Williams, in and out of the hands of Hunter. And it'll be second down and 10. JoJo Weeks already with two touchdown passes tonight. Pretty good start for the quarterback. Whitehead flips it out left side to Williams. Trying to get outside. He's got running room. 35-40. Look out. 45-40. He's at the 40. He's at the 30 of Wimberley. And finally run out of bounds. Inside the 15-yard line is Williams. They're going to actually say he stepped out at the 17. Explosive Sean Williams able to hit that left sideline.
He could pick him up and put him down just with the best of them right there. Goodness gracious, that man was running. Tracked down by Gavin Martinez after a long gain.
Got outside and got it into the Wimberley red zone. Whitehead will flip it left side, and that is Williams again, but he's going to be stuffed in the backfield. Looked like a loss of one. Sean's probably exhausted after that run.
Yeah, flip it right back to him. Literally the exact same play, and that's one of those where you look at your coach and say, really? I just ran a 60-yard dash.
I'm dying here, coach. Give me a breather.
That's right. Those are the tough ones. Those are the. That's when you stick your hand up and pat the top of your head and say, give me one, coach. Give me one out.
Give me one play. Well, and the official is describing the offense, but he's not signaling what it is. At any rate, it's against Lampasas, and they're going to step off 10 yards, way back to the 27-yard line. So they'll redo first down. It'll be first down and 20. Whitehead has Williams to his right in the backfield now. Back to throw. Whitehead looking down the middle. He's got a receiver, but overshot him. Receiver was open and a good throw, and Perino would have had a touchdown, but it's incomplete. Second down and 20. He got open in that secondary, Jarrett.
He did. He kind of ran that post pattern right towards the goalpost and got inside of Gavin Martinez right there. Gavin, with his speed, was able to kind of close it a little bit, but still really a wide-open receiver missed right there if you're Lampasas.
Whitehead now in movement up front. See who caused it.
Looks like a false start on the left tackle.
False start on Lampasas, so they're going to step him back five. And they were at the 17-yard line, and now a couple of plays later, they're at the 32-yard line. So the Texans have been able to use penalties and some good defense to back them up a little bit. Second down and 25 now. Got to get to the 7-yard line for first down. Here's Whitehead. A lot of time. He hits Perino, and it's caught for a first down down to the 5-yard line. And, boy, Whitehead slung that one. That was a good throw and catch.
Yeah, that was an excellent catch right there. It put it right out at his fingertips and a great bring in right there. Touchdown saved by Hunter Benoli in the back defensive backfield. But, man, what a great pass right there.
They're going to have it all the way to the Wimberley 5-yard line. Good protection, too, Jared. You got to give that offensive line credit that time. Whitehead had a lot of time to throw it. He's got Williams to his left. He's looking right, though, and throws it, and it's knocked away. Is that Martinez who got a hand on it?
That is Mitchell. Oh, no, that's it is Matt Mitchell, yes.
Matt Mitchell knocked it away at about the goal line, so second down and goal now for the Badgers. 4:44 left to play in the first quarter.
I believe if Mitchell brings that one down, he may be off to the races all the way back the other way.
Yeah, I think you're right. Here's Williams now. He'll get the handoff, and he's slithering his way toward the goal line. They're saying he's down at the one-yard line. Lampasas players wanted the touchdown, but they're going to say he was down at the one. And so it'll be third down and goal now for the Badgers.
I like that term, slithering.
He was kind of slithering, wasn't he?
Left, right. Looked like he was going to the Army, maybe.
That's right. He's a slippery-looking guy. I'd hate to have to tackle him in open field. Now it looks like he's going to get the direct snap, and they're going to stop him. And he may have lost a couple of yards, Jared. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to spot this back at the three.
Yep.
Fourth down and three. They're probably going to go for it here, trailing 14 to nothing in the first quarter. Let's see what they decide to do.
Yeah, they're going to line it up. And four. Do I count four running backs? One, two, three, four. There's the shift. I was about to say, we're not putting that many people in the backfield.
Looks like it's going to be a direct snap now to Williams. And now I believe Lampasas is going to take a timeout. It's going to be a penalty. Dead ball penalty. Again, the official is talking but not signaling to the press box.
Yeah,
don't get me started here.
It's hard to hear. And now they're going to bring the field goal unit out. It's hard to hear what he's doing.
Whitehead now is going to attempt the 24-yard field goal. It's kind of a tricky one, though. It's from the left hash. So Lampasas, fourth and goal from the eighth. They're going to have to try this 24-yarder. It is up, and it is good. He nailed it. 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 14 and Lampasas 3. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Lampasas on the board now, 14-3. Wimberley with the lead, but the Badgers able to get it down and kick the 24-yard field goal. Ace Whitehead doing the honors. And he's going to kick it off. It is a short kickoff, and it's rolling around on the far sideline. Let's see how they sort this out. It was a short kick to about the Wimberley 30 and over near the far sideline as Wimberley's moving from our right to left. Thought it went out of bounds, and let's see. They're spotting it at the 30. The officials were talking it over. I think it's going to be Texan football. I think it was touched by Wimberley and then went out of bounds, but who knows?
I do see a flag on the far, far side over there, but it looked like Wimberley attempted to catch it before it maybe went out of bounds. Maybe he didn't get there, and that's why the penalty, but we'll see what the call is here by the head ref.
And the sticks don't give you any indication. Well, now they're going to move them. It's going to be Wimberley football.
They're going to put it at the 35-yard line.
So first down and 10, Wimberley at the 35. No explanation, but that's fine. Looks like Carruthers in the backfield now to the left of Weeks. 3:35 left to play in the first quarter. 14-3, Wimberley with the lead. Reverse. Coming this way, trying to get outside. I believe that's Krebs to the 40. Tries to leap over a tackler. And he is able to land out of bounds after a pickup of about 5 yards. It'll be second down and 5. Give him 6. See where they spot it. It looks like it might be coming back.
They're going to give him 8 or 9, actually. I think they gave him the airtime.
They're going to bring this back. Yeah, it's going to be holding Wimberley. And a long first quarter has gotten even longer. These two teams, they throw it around a lot, and we've already had a lot of penalties. We've probably had 4 or 5 penalties already. They're going to step this off, see where they ultimately put it down. They're going to put it down at the Wimberley 25-yard line. They got to get to the 45 for first down. Or I should say the next first down. This is first down and 20.
We may see a draw here.
Weeks looking left, throwing left to Martinez. At the 30, hits the sideline to the 35. And out beyond the 40 is Gavin Martinez. A nice little pickup of about 16 yards. So now it's going to be second down and 4.
Have we seen a run yet? I don't believe we've seen a run and play yet, have we?
I don't think so.
Oh, Kipperus ran one earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Gained
Guy
1 or 2 yards, and Doug Warren said, well, forget this.
Yeah, we're gaining them in 13, 14-yard chunks right off Joe's arm, and we're doing pretty well right here.
We're running.
Gavin Martinez having a good game, getting good separation off of this cornerback and defensive backs on both sides for the Lampasas Badgers.
They're giving him so much space, too.
Yeah, 10-yard cushion just right now.
Second down and 4 now. Weeks throws it right side. It's Krebs. He makes one man miss to the 45-50. Lowers his head, still on his feet to the Lampasas 44-yard line. And that's a pickup of about 16, a first down for Wimberley.
And Krebs went the other way on that one. You heard us earlier talk about he tried to go Ezekiel Elliott over the top of the defender. That one he went through the quarterback.
Right. Just lowered his head.
And got about 4 more yards after he ran the cornerback over right there. So a kind of a different play right there for Krebs, but a big gain for the Wimberley Texans.
First down and 10 from the Lampasas 44. Here's the give up the middle, and that is Carruthers, who's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10, and a very late flag is thrown into the pile by the head official from the Wimberley backfield. So this might have been after the play.
And they're scooting back already. Looks like it is going to go against Wimberley.
All right, I'm going to have to start whining about the officials early here tonight, I think, Jared.
Yeah, it's not even the end of the first quarter. Hey, look, he remembered to turn his mic on.
Yeah, it's a dead ball personal foul against the Texans, and so they're going to step it off all the way back to the Wimberley 41-yard line. And all that's meant so far tonight is that that gives the Texans a chance to gain more yards, to add more to their total yardage numbers.
That's right. The stats do nothing but increase at this point right now. And that's a last time first and 20. They completed a 16-yard pass to Gavin Martinez on this near side. So we got, what, second and 25 this time.
Second and 25.
Maybe they can pull another one here and add some more yardage.
Leading it 14-3. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking, now scrambling. Still looking. He's going to tuck it under and run now. He gets to the sideline and skips out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. A pickup of 4. It'll be third down and long now.
Yeah, good decision by JoJo. We saw earlier he tried to kind of throw that ball away, and they ended up getting him on the intentional grounding call. But a good job by JoJo tucking it, putting his head up, ducking between the defensive line and doing what he could to at least gain about 4 or 5 yards for the Texans. Again, still third and 21 here, but a good job of not forcing a ball into a situation that would have been a possibly a big problem, as Gavin Martinez, who he was looking, was double covered.
Clock stopped at 2:41, and now Weeks is back to throw again. Looking deep, over the middle's got a man, caught by Stover, to the 10, to the 5 is where they're going to bring him down. Ball comes out, but he was already down. going to be first and goal for Wimberley. Perfect strike. Weeks to Stover.
Man, that ball could not have been put in a more perfect spot. Stover has three guys. One guy, defensive cornerback, following him, had really good coverage overall, but, man, just an unbelievable over-the-shoulder pass from JoJo Weeks to Stover. We see that connection, huge connection right here, and we do have a Texan down on the field right here.
We'll take an injury timeout as they attend to the player. 2:31 left to play. Texans lead it by a score of 14-3. You are listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Texans knocking at the door at the Lampasas 5-yard line, already leading it 14-3. Weeks will give it to Carruthers right up the middle, and he's able to stretch forward a couple of yards to the 3-yard line. It'll be second down and goal. Texans now are going to go, well, I started to say they were going to go no huddle, but they're not. Clock runs with 2:10 left to play in the first quarter, a long first quarter. See if Doug Warren's team can punch it in here. Kipperus to his left and Carruthers to JoJo Weeks' right in the backfield. Weeks back to throw. Throws it over the middle. Threw it behind his receiver slightly. Looked like he was trying to hit man on the slant pattern there, Jared. Incomplete.
Yeah, threw that one into quite a bit of traffic on that top side. Man was alone up there. Just ran a skinny post and tried to get his hands on it. But a good job by the cornerback. And JoJo just kind of missed that one behind him. But an opportunity maybe on the swing pass there for Moss, but as good as he's throwing the ball right now, it's that was an opportunity, and it's going to bring up, third down?
Third down and goal now. Carruthers will get it off left tackle, and he powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Wimberley.
That's a Moss Carruthers run right there. Gets hit on the 3-yard line and carries the defenders all the way into the end zone. Good blocking on the left side of that line. Good lead block right there by Guy Kipperus that comes up and seals the linebacker off the corner. And defensive back comes up, safety comes up, and they're not going to get Moss one-on-one.
Nice running. Now Coles will come on and try to tack on the extra point. He has been perfect this year, I believe, and there's that extra point is up, and it is also good. And with 1:44 left to play in the first period, Wimberley leads Lampasas 21-3. You are listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Well, if you're a Wimberley Texans fan, you got to like this one. 21 for Texans, 3 for the Lampasas Badgers. Mike Blackwell here with Jared Robinson as Nick Coles kicks it off again. Nick is going to have a sore hamstring in the morning.
He's kicked a couple balls today already.
Yeah. Taken at the 20-yard line and maneuvering his way to about the 25-yard line is the return man, and that is Dylan Cannon. Lampasas and their quarterback, Ace Whitehead, they've got a task on their hand here, on their hands, trailing at 21-3.
And we've seen kind of what they can do. I mean, they've been able to have some success in the passing game, a couple kind of little dink and dunk passes to really stretch the field a little bit on the high side away from us. And, you know, it's not necessarily as lopsided. Well, it is as lopsided as it sounds, actually. But they haven't played terrible.
Here's Whitehead now. He completes it to Perino to the 30-yard line, and he's able to push forward near the first down marker. I think he's going to be a tad short. We'll see where they mark it. Yeah, you're right. We told you in the pregame, Lampasas won last week 67-62. Offense is not Lampasas's problem. Defense, however, is.
Yeah, he's slinging the ball well. They're running the ball decent. Wimberly's defense has stepped up several times. They had a long drive all the way down to the 3-yard line before defense ended up a field goal, but just a good job by Wimberly's defense shutting them down right there.
Williams with the carry. They got a 10-yard gain on that first down play, so they picked up another first down. Williams gets 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 now from the Lampasas 37-yard line.
We talked about it in the break. This these running plays like this are making the clock move. We like that right now.
Williams gets the handoff again, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage, and that might very well be the last play of the first half. Let's see if Lampasas tries to squeeze in another play.
Third down, pretty big play call right here if you're the Lampasas Badgers coach, and you've got an opportunity to take it into the second quarter. Make sure you get the right play call in. Looks like they're going to rush it up. 10 seconds left, and they're ready to go. So
yep.
Looks like we're going to have one more play.
Here's Whitehead now on 3rd and 8. Back to throw, looking right and throwing. It's caught to the 40-yard line, but the receiver is going to be about 4 yards short of the first down. And I believe that's John Esparza on the catch, and that will be the end of the first quarter. And a good first quarter it was for Wimberly. Texans 21, Lampasas 3. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.